from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey's Labor Department adopted new rules Tuesday to try and clear up how to classify whether a worker is an independent contractor or an employee. Companies now have to use a three-pronged ABC test to decide a worker's status, which determines whether employers will have to provide health and other benefits. State labor officials say there is now a 120-day window before the new test rules take effect, which is October 1st. A Mercer County correctional officer admits to a years-long scam taking bribes for smuggling contraband that included drugs and tobacco for inmates.
Tyree Hobbs has been suspended without pay since 2022, the year he was indicted on several charges by a state grand jury. Investigators say while working at Mercer County Jail, Hobbs was paid between $300 and $2,500 each time he brought in sealed packages and stashed them for inmates. Under a deal, the 42-year-old pleaded guilty to third-degree conspiracy to commit bribery and faces a recommended sentence of 364 days in jail, followed by probation. He's permanently banned from public employment or office. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Lyft driver from Middlesex County has been arrested and charged after police say he asked two Princeton University students for company and sexual acts after they helped him out. The Mercer County prosecutor says 28-year-old Demario Winter pulled over in his Jeep last month, asked two Princeton students for directions, then paid both women $100 for the help, but then asked one to join him in the car while asking the other for a sexual act. Police say both the women dropped the cash, declined the offer, and reported him. The news made possible by Bet365. With Bet365, early payout, you win even if they lose. Get paid out instantly when your team goes up big, even if they blow the lead later. Bet365, winning is everything. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only, must be physically located in New Jersey. FIFA fever is growing as the first World Cup match to be played in New Jersey is only about a month away. Governor Mikey Sherrill says four World Cup teams will be staying at base camps in New Jersey.
And the best part about hosting the World Cup is that we get to showcase New Jersey to the world. We're a tourism hub. We're a sports leader with elite facilities. We're a state where champions are made.
Morocco's team will be setting up its base camp at the Pingree School in Basking Ridge. Other base camps are the Columbia Park Training Facility in Morris Township, Stockton University in Galloway, and Rutgers University in Piscataway. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Not as nice the next couple of days. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are no alarm bells to ring for organized severe weather today, although we could see some embedded thunderstorms along the way. By definition, every thunderstorm contains lightning. Therefore, by definition, every thunderstorm is potentially dangerous. When thunder roars, head indoors. So scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through this afternoon. Rain chances gradually dialing back as we go through the rest of the day. It'll stay breezy, more humid, and of course not as warm as yesterday, thanks largely to the cloud cover. Highs today around 70. Still a shower chance through tonight with lots of clouds, lows in the lower 50s, and a few more showers tomorrow morning, mainly south and coast. We will go from clouds to sun tomorrow with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Friday looks nice, mostly sunny, breezy, and probably dry. Highs mid 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now it is 65 in Elizabeth, 68 in Lakewood. Sea Isle City is 67. Weather brought to you by 31 Chrome and Body Works, your one-stop shop for heavy-duty parts and expert repair. From a fully stocked parts store to high-qualified collision work, they've got you covered. You can visit them on Route 31 in Hampton, New Jersey. Mention New Jersey 101.5 to get 10% off. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.